You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. This is episode 46 of the podcast. I am your host, John Mugiwara Jam, joined as always by my co-host, Jad Peanut.
Hey, and that was one hell of a cliffhanger.
Oh boy, I've been looking forward to this episode since we started reading. God, you are in for a treat today, y'all, because today is the penultimate episode of the podcast where we read the Alabasta Saga. Next episode will be the last of the saga entirely. So I don't really feel like going into anything. Not much as have been going on in my week lately. So why don't we just get things going along, shall we?
Definitely.
I'm trying to break the record for the shortest intro, and I keep narrowly missing. Let's continue. If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read through. Chapter 207, Nightmare.
Hachi's Walk on the Seafloor, Volume 22, The Mermaid Selling Mackerel.
Oh!
And yeah.
I didn't think we would have this topic in the series this early. Trafficking.
Oh yeah, it's that mermaid princess stuck in the big fish tank on the back of a ship.
Well, and that big-eyed fishman that has the thousand-yard stare, it's a good thing he's driving. After all, he's always focused.
Okay, so it's my turn.
Yes, it is. And we return to the royal mausoleum where it's falling down as Luffy and Crocodile are still in their what seems to be their final fight.
No, you can yap all you want, but it's getting hard to move, isn't it? It serves you right, Straw Hat, as the king looks on in shock, and Luffy is starting to fall over. And Luffy looks fucking pissed from Crocodile's laughing. As if you could ever defeat me. Ridiculous. No matter how much you care about your comrades, no matter how much you defy me or try to thwart my plans, if you can't beat me now, then everything you people have done was in vain. A pup like you is simply no match for a real pirate. That's the way it is, and you can't change that.
And then we return back to the clock tower with the Baroque Works cannon. And the fuse has been lit as the Royal Army and the rebels continue to fight below. And then Zoro launches Vivi and Chopper up to the clock tower. Chopper, Vivi, you ready? I'm going to fling you! Ribbit, hee-hee! As Mr. Seven and Miss Father's Day are aiming their guns at them. Okay! And then they get ready to jump up and...
Lady Smash! As they both fire. Go! Zoro launches them up and 6 seconds to explosion! Oh my god. Hey, listen. And all bullets collide and explode and the bullets are fucking frog head and a die?
Yep.
What? Oh my, this series, I tell you. And boom. Oh, it looks like Zoro was hit. Zoro! 5 seconds till explosion. As Zoro falls, there's blood dripping from it. They shot Zoro. Ribbit, running away is useless. As they prepare to fire again, smash!
And they were firing a chopper who was right in their line of sight. Who's that? And then Chopper dodges by shrinking, and it misses him completely. Shrink! Whoa! What? 4 seconds left, and then it blows up behind Chopper, and he freaks out. And then, are you ready, Vivi? Throw me up with all your might, Chopper! And then Zoro falls to the ground. Where's Miss Wednesday? What happened? And then the fuse is going up, and there's a figure up ahead in the top of the clock tower. Oh, up there! And 3 seconds left. Go! And Vivi is, for the first time in a while, using her string slasher moves. Peacock string! And freaking out, Miss Father's Day, and Mr. Seven. Oh my God, he has like a eight-eater mouth.
Slasher! He throws her those blade disc, I think they were.
They're like, they look like necklace blades, sort of. They're like string swords or something.
Everyone looks up in anticipation and fear. 2 seconds left. Rip it, too bad. You missed. And, run back. And, she didn't miss. It's because he does sweep them back and it hits them again. But the fuse is still going as Mr. Seven and Miss Father's Day fall from the tower. Yeah! 1 second left. Oh!
It's back to the mausoleum. It's over. And then an establishing shot of Alubarna as a whole from the desert. Luffy gets up. Cobra looks up in anticipation. Nico Robin's still unconscious. Then the rebels and the Royal Army fighting each other with Marines caught in the crossfire as well as Tashigi. And there's a familiar face who gets up from the palace. Vivi! And it goes back to a flashback. Want to play? Hey, how did you get in here again? Ah, it's the guard, run!
Lord Chaka, Lord Pell, please do something about those children. And as he begs, as Chaka and Pell, where are you going, Princess Vivi? To our secret fort, don't tell anyone. All right, have fun. Another pen of, those dead bodies. These are both sides as they continue class. Where did Princess Vivi go? I can't say, it's a secret. Aha! The clock tower, eh? It's another beautiful day. Oh, and establishing shadow this. And we're back in the present as the war continues to fight on and everyone looks up nervously. Did it work?
Back to the outer shot of the clock tower, and yeah, looks like the fuse has been cut. Vivi got to it in time. But I still hear ticking. Vivi still hears ticking. Tick, 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 tick. Zoro falls, lands. What? You're alive? What about the bomb? And then, Chopper landed on a stray Marine. No, which just fell on me. And then Chopper runs away before he's seen. Huh? What happened? Something funny's going on here. Where's Vivi?
You treacherous fiend. As Chaka shouts at Crocodile.
That's Cobra, actually.
Cobra. You can at least say I'm meticulous, King Cobra. When formulating a plan, you need to anticipate every eventuality. If anything to prevent my people from firing the cannon, the bomb is set to self-detonate in just a few seconds.
the fuse was a ruse.
I'd hope to fire in the center of the square. By the way, the damage would be catastrophic. is this Timmy?
Yes.
Bad news, Vivi. Out from chapter, Vivi. The bomb is on a timer. It's going to explode anyway. Huh? What? Everyone shouts in horror. You got no SBS. Okay, you want to be Oda-san? You owe me an apology, Oda-chi. One big time apology. You know all the Marimo terms and Moss Head joke you're using? Anger! Well, my name is Marigo, and my nickname since the second grade has been Marimo, or Moss in Japanese. But then you had to go and use Komarimo and Moss Head in one piece. Now that I'm in middle school, and ever since the Drum Kingdom arc, kids are saying, hey, Fluffy Kuromarimo, to me. Anger! What are you going to do? My life is ruined.
You know, I actually feel that child's pain because my nickname growing up, because I'm the junior to my dad, my nickname was JJ. So there was this one kid in school that called me JJ the Jet Plane. So I feel
like everyone used to call me Austin Powers, but yours is even worse.
You were being nicknamed after a sexaholic. How are you not proud?
Okay.
Anyway, what are you saying? You're probably not enjoying all the attention, right? If they say that to you again, just hit him back with this. Eat this, Mario instead of Kling! Now go and show them how cool you are.
Where did the members of Baroque Works go on their most recent company vacation?
I understand that they went to the Snow Festival in Hokkaido. They don't like hanging out with each other, so they all traveled there separately.
Ah, yeah, so they're more hangers-on rather than brothers-in-arms.
Hmm.
Ring, ring. Hello, Odachi. Stick your thumb in your mouth and turn around. Maybe you do a sexy pose? Got you.
Hey, hey, did you see that? Man, I look so sexy. Almost too sexy for this book. Whew, that was dangerous. We almost had to change the rating to a D+, age 16 and up.
No good, and just a question. Has Miss Golden Week eaten any devil fruit?
No, Miss Golden Week's powers are derived not from a devil fruit, but from a power of suggestion. She uses the colors to make people feel nervous or weak so that they'll be vulnerable to her attacks. Well, I actually forgot all about that. I thought Miss Golden Week had one, but nope, she just has magic paint.
Magic paint, and I think we could use some magic paint for...
Chapter 208, The Guardian Spirit.
Hachi's walk on the seafloor from 23, Octopus Frida Punch.
And he looks like he feet freed the mermaid.
Yeah, he just punched right through the tank.
And he even scared that dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see him in the bottom right?
Yeah. Oh my god, he's got a nose. Okay, so I believe it's your turn.
Yep, so the is back to Balabarna. And they all still the hill of ticking. If you do this, you can stop the rebellion. If you do that, you can stop the rebellion. As we remember Kyle's words to Vivian who tried to kill her. Mm-hmm. And she grips her hand in frustration. And it's just now silent with like a heartbeat and a silent wind. Your idealism makes me want to vomit. And Vivi is looking down the barrel of the cannon. She sees, yep, there's a cannonball bomb with a timer on it. The truth is... It's going back to more shots of the people slaughtering each other. The kingdom is doomed. You can't save it. And Vivi, she just stares down the bomb as the ticking continues.
And back on the ground. Crap, it's not fair. We stopped the bomber, but the bomb? It's on a timer? It destroyed the whole city, all the people, and us. What do we do now? It's all our sweat and blood for nothing? And Fifi just slams onto the barrel of the cannon. We tried so hard, and for it to end like this, is there no limit to your evil? Is this all a big joke to you? She looks, she remembers her crocodile's laugh. Crocodiles! But oh, someone's joining her up on the tower.
As long as she keeps fighting to save her kingdom, then so will we. Echoing Luffy's words, as we go back to the mausoleum, Luffy stands up, and Crocodile, he has lost all patience for Luffy's unending commitment to this fight. I will never lose to a creep like you! Is that all you can muster? You're more dead than alive, Straw Hat. You're nothing left but bluster. You're finished.
I'm gonna be king of the pirates! Now listen to me, brat. Men with a deep knowledge of the sea don't make such claims easily as he prepares to strike Luffy with his hook once more.
The poison like one, I know it less.
Yeah, like I told you before, you're an upstart with delusions of grandeur, like a thousand nutters. But the more you know about the sea, the more impossible such dreams will seem. Luffy, he managed to kick Crocodile by his wrist and slam him to the ground, breaking his hook. I will defeat you!
No more poison hook now. And back to the clock tower. Did you just see that now? The bird guy. Oh, it's Pell. This brings back...
Oh, he's alive!
This brings back memories, the Sand Sampan's secret hideout. Pell! Now listen, I had my hands full with you and your antics back then. The bombs on the timer can go off any moment. Another flashback. Princess Vivi, what were you doing in the munitions store? Hey, what was that noise? Oh, it's Princess Vivi. We were warned over here and over not to go near there. Lord Pell. Oh, Pell. Hey, I was trying to make fireworks with the gunpowder, but I messed up because it's our anniversary of your enlistment, remember? And Pell slapped Vivi across
the
face.
What the fuck?
What? He struck the princess. How many times must I tell you be told you are never to go near this place?
Holy shit. Pell? Why, you insolent fool. How dare you? You'll be dismissed. Dismissed? Wait, Ingram. Let him be. I love watching people smack my child around. If anything were to happen to you, my heart would break. Lord Pell. And she's back in the palace, crying.
With the baby Karoo!
Aw. Higher. Lots higher. And Pell, Ellis, it's flying, I think, with Vivian is back.
Yes.
You must never breathe a word of this to the king, princess. Yay, it's so fun! The king commanded me never to take you flying. And fine, then I'll never forgive you for what you did today. Besides, you said you'd do anything I asked. Ugh, as he smacks him on the back of the head. Oh, they smile. Pell? Yes? Why are you always training for battle? We are going into the kingdom. We have to be ready to fight. But who are you going to fight? Well, we're preparing to defend, not fight. What's the difference? The intention, I suppose. Strange.
And then it's looking at the ticking bomb again. Princess Vivi, serving the Nefeltari family has been the greatest honor of my life. As Pell transforms into a falcon and starts dragging the bomb by the handle, apparently, that was on it. And then he starts flying away with it, to the shock of Vivi, Zoro, Usopp, Nami, Chopper, and Sanji as they look on.
And yeah, he's flying up high with it. And we see a bird sarcophagus.
Well, it's a statue, actually. It's like it's a statue of Osiris or whatever the bird god is in the Egyptian.
It's like it's sinking into sand.
No, and there's a crack. There's a crack in the neck now.
Oh, it's cracking. Oh, and it's just 5 seconds away. As Vivi looks in horror as Pell flies higher and higher. Oh, and I am the guardian spirit of Alabasta.
And the statue falls over.
The falcon. As he flies higher and higher. And
the enemies of the royal family shall be destroyed as the bomb finally goes off.
High above the city.
Not a single building was affected, but unfortunately, one casualty. Well, actually, the buildings were affected. The gust of the explosion breaks all the windows, but no buildings were destroyed. I looked at another panel. One of the towers is gone, but that's it. And that's the end of that chapter.
And the beginning of SBS, so I'll be on it this time.
In the chapter title page series, Kimmy the Mermaid and Octopaco the Fishwoman appear. What exactly is the difference between Merfolk and the Fishman?
You see, merfolk are fish from the waist down, and fishmen are fish from the waist up. Here's an example using an octopus. And due to the difference, an octopus fishman has, like, tentacles for instead of arms. And an octopus merman has tentacles for legs. As for difference in personality, merfolk are nice to fish, and the fishmen want to rule over them. I guess that's it. Of course, their habitats differ as well. Well, more on that when the fishmen show up again in the story someday.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh.
In Question Corner back in Volume 20, you said that Sanji's left eye was one of the seven mysteries of One Piece. What are the other six? If you don't tell me, I'll do an out-of-the-back attack on you.
Right, I'll listen right now. Let's see. The second mystery is... The seventh mystery is a mystery... The third mystery is the sixth mystery is a mystery. The fourth mystery is the fifth mystery is a mystery. Geez, so many mysteries, sir. Sorry, let me give it some serious thought. That chance. What, really?
In a question corner in Volume 20, I was surprised to learn that One Piece is sold in Taiwan. I understand that Nami's name is written in Chinese like this. Can you tell me the kanji for the other characters, main characters in Vivi?
We begin a lot of letters about the throne versus the One Piece, so I'm thinking of compiling the data and dedicating a page to it, so please be patient. Actually, One Piece is published in many different countries.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I wonder what a country... fuck, what kind of... What the hell kind of segue can we do?
This one, I will defeat you.
Hachi's walking the seafloor if I'm 24. But we didn't trick you. And yet, Hachi's holding up the guy who has a lump on his forehead, and Hachi looks confused as hell, while the mermaid princess is thankful to be freed and reunited with her Jamaican starfish friend.
She's not the mermaid princess. She's just a mermaid.
Okay.
There is a mermaid princess, but it's not her.
Okay, let's see. Whose turn is it?
It's three, but these two pages have no dialogue.
Yeah, and yeah, the bomb went off high above Alubarna, which seems to get a lot of everyone's attention finally as the fallout of the explosion is just sent a gust of wind straight down into the city.
Yeah, just clearing. And, it's clearing that sandstorm that was covering everything.
And Tsukiyaki has a shocked look on her face. And yep, sure enough, the sandstorm's clearing as Vivi looks out exhausted.
You may as well get this next one, because there was no dialogue there at all.
Okay. The bird guy. Everyone looks up in shock. He saved the kingdom. Hey, no way! And, everyone seems to be standing. And,
Keep going.
And, one of the rebels is ready to attack. Stop! Stop it, all of you! Tsukiyaki manages to... Is about to ready to block. Sharks, look out! Pay close attention to what becomes of this country as she remembers Smoker's words. What? Whenever events like this occur, history is about to be made.
And the war just. So the bomb goes off and they just get right back to it.
Yeah, so, like they didn't question it at all.
It's like, oh, bomb went off. Oh, whatever. Anyway. And then they're still going at it. This is madness. Why? Why won't they stop? No! Stop! And it's Vivi screaming from the top of her lungs from the top of the tower. Stop! Stop fighting! Stop fighting! Vivi, stop! Stop fighting! Stop fighting! Hey, don't just stand there. What? Hit him! Kick him! Do whatever you have to do to stop him from fighting! Come on, hurry! Move it! We have to save as many lives as possible! Nami's just yelling at the Straw Hats to help out. Stop fighting! Vivi, stop fighting! Stop fighting!
Back to the fight as right between Luffy and Kraka as Luffy punches him in the gut and is ready to kick him in the head. And yeah, he manages to land hits on him now. He stretches his fist back and brings it right down on Crocodile's head once more.
I'll continue.
The scorpion poison should have taken effect by now. Where is this run finding such strength?
As Crocodile is getting up and he's starting to bleed real hard from the mouth. And it's going with some flashbacks to earlier in this arc.
Mr. Five and Miss Valentine were defeated. Who did this? Luffy? Never heard of him. Ha! There must be some mistake. They're still alive?
So those pirates are here in Alabasta. And then, Crocodile has yet another blade inside that hook of his.
You insignificant pup! Don't you realize who I am?
As he tries to swipe at Luffy with another swing of it.
I don't care who you are! I'm gonna defeat you!
As Luffy kicks him square in the chest and launches him into the air, breaking some of the bedrock supports on the top, on the ceiling.
I'll bet you along with this tune... Sabers Pesado! As he readies what I think is another sand.
He does like another sandstorm blast and it knocks over some more of the port support, but he's like really trying to bring the house down on Luffy literally now.
But Luffy, inhales a bunch of air and he forms several more pockets of air on top of each other.
He's actually twisting.
Oh, he's twisting. Full hand blows out straight down.
And he's using that air to launch himself into the air as Kuroba looks on in shock. Gum! Gum! Desert! Storm! Spada! As he throws four sand-like blades towards Luffy in hopes it would stop him. But Luffy raises his fist and blows right through the sand blades. And then...
a spread shot of him just unleashing punch after punch on Crocodile. And oh, another spread page. The ground just shatters as he launches Crocodile even higher up.
Yep, he's now on the ground level and in the actual air now. Luffy sent him through miles of bedrock, punched him through a basement mausoleum, and shoved him into the sky with all those punches. And that is the end of the chapter.
Oh my god. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get right into...
Chapter 210, Zero.
Hachi's walk on the seafloor, 525. The legendary sauce is found inside the top of a grade 8 ingredient.
Ah, the sauce. Oh, yeah, by the
Finally got the sauce he wanted. It was hidden in that giant octopus the entire time, and the mermaid and starfish are shocked that he was able to defeat it.
Yeah, and also, full disclosure, in between this segment and the last, I made Austin watch the Luffy vs. Crocodile finale animated. It is considered one of the most legendary scenes in One Piece, and he had to see it. So tell everybody how you felt watching it with that classical music.
I felt my soul leave my body, like I sent it to another plane of existence.
Good. Good. I'm glad you agreed to this podcast, because this is one of those moments I've been waiting for. So, here's the aftermath to that. So, okay, yeah, it's my turn. We're on this is our fourth chapter. So, following Luffy sending Crocodile flying, he is still airborne, climbing higher into the sky as Zoro, Sanji, Chopper, Usopp are all trying to stop the fighting. Chopper's even biting the guy on the head. But Sanji looks up, hey, look over there! And Usopp still did the chalkboard thing. And they all look up in the sky. Crocodile?
Amphibious sees, and that's when she remembers what Luffy says. Oh yeah? Then we'll get this Crocodile guy. We'll kick his butt. And she's in shock. Luffy. As he begins to fall, and Luffy looks exhausted, coughing up blood.
And you already saw in the clip we saw that he finally pulls back his arm from the punches, and he falls back down. And Cobra looks on. Incredible! Does he realize how much bedrock there is to get to the surface? And the rebels are still going at it despite their efforts, but the buildings are starting to crumble from the aftermath of Luffy's gum-gum storm. I don't get it. Where did he come flying out of? Hey, that means Luffy won! And then Vivi falls to her knees, half happy, but half still in terror as the fighting just will not stop. No crocodile's been defeated. Why is there still blood being shed? Turn the page.
Stop fighting! As they continue to fight.
But right? That's our one last big stop fighting. But then something comes from the sky.
Falling from the sky, yeah.
And one person puts their hand out. Oh, it's Koza. Koza! You feel it? What? Oh, something that hasn't happened in Alabasta since this war started.
Trust in the king, Koza. It will rain. The fighting will end.
Yep. After Lord knows how long, rain falls on Alabarna as everyone finally stops and looks at it. And Tsuchiki's the first to notice it. The madness has subsided. They're lowering their weapons. And Crocodile finally lands on the ground.
And Luffy, it looks like he's fallen to the ground as well. You, boy! As the King Chaka looks in shock.
King Cobra. Chaka's the royal guard.
All right, Cobra, sorry. Don't fight anymore, Fifi. He cries as the rain and starts getting everyone's attention. The rain is clearing away the smoke. As everyone looks in shock, Fifi's voice reached them.
And everyone finally lowers their weapons as they finally see and hear Princess Vivi. Princess Vivi! It's Princess Vivi! Vivi! I thought she wasn't here. And they see her up in the clock tower. And then the people start to notice Crocodile's unconscious body. It's Sir Crocodile! What happened to him? Sir Crocodile! Do you know what that jerk did in this kingdom? Let me hold... Hold on! And Sanji grabs him. But they all look to Vivi up in the sky, up in the clock tower still. Rain will fall once again. The nightmare is finally over. And a close-up on Crocodile's unconscious, bloodied body. He's done.
Oh, I'm back in the tomb where everything's falling apart. Hot. You have my thanks. It was nothing. And Copa looks up with a smile. Even though it looks like he may not get out of it alive, he's satisfied the kingdom is safe. And yep, sure enough, the catacombs collapse, as well as many of the buildings back on the ground above it. Oh no. And it's another SBS, so you want to be ordered this time?
Yeah.
Shrensei, wait a minute. Sensei, wait a minute. If Mrs. 7 becomes Mrs. 6, what would it look like?
Oh, you mean if you were promoted, you mean? Well, Mr. 7 does have a face that shows he's Mr. 7. Oh, God fucking damn it! I just realized the shape of his eyes and his mouth are like tilted sevens! Fuck!
Oh, my God!
I never noticed that! What? Never!
Oh, my God!
Maybe something like this. He looks so different. That might work if he were Mr. 9, too. Yeah, all he'd have to do is tilt his eyebrows, make new glasses, and change the way his mouth looks. Oh my God! I've been reading the series for almost 20 years! How did I never notice?
Hello, Oda Sensei. I have a question about Vivi and Zoro. Ta-da! Why does Vivi call Zoro Mr. Bushido? Doom. I'm super, super, super curious. Please tell me. Bye. See you in a million years. Mr. Potato.
You know how sometimes you give a friend a weird nickname to stick so you can never take it back? I guess like that. It would seem strange if you suddenly started calling him Zoro, right? I think maybe we call him Mr. Zoro, Mr. Bushido forever.
Yeah. Oda Sensei. I enjoy both the manga and anime for One Piece. By the way, there's something I've been wondering about. What's the liquor that Dr. Kuraha drinks? The label says, plum in English. But what kind of drink is it? Chopper's picture is on my cell phone.
It's plum wine. Homemade plum wine.
Oh, that sounds good, actually.
Sounds like you might want to try it just for the podcast.
Yeah, and speaking of the podcast, it's time for...
One more chapter, because it's one of our special sort of finale episodes. So, one more chapter, because we would normally end here, but we got one more to go, and that chapter is... Chapter 211, King.
And... Tachi's walk on the seafloor if I'm 26. Now that I've got Marco's treasure too, there's no way she'll turn me down.
Well, Macro's treasure.
Yeah, sorry about that. The chapter was loading a bit. And she's dragging... Oh, Hachi's dragging the unconscious octopus with a bunch of treasure on top as the mermaid and starfish follow. So, will Hachi win her heart? We won't find out for a while, I guess.
Yeah, probably not till like the next step. Well, who knows? Because we're on the cusp of the end of the arc soon, so maybe they might preserve it for when we start the next one. We'll find out, I guess. But then it's now back to Alabasta, and it's your turn to start again, I believe. Wait, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, are we actually on 5 chapters? Huh. How about that? Okay. Anyway, continue.
Hold on! Huh? And yeah, looks like everyone's still pissed. You can't just erase everything that happened. This nightmare isn't over just yet. We saw the king destroy Nana Ohana with our own eyes. Yeah, the royal army even sacked Kosa. You expect us to just forget all the rotten things the Royal Army has done? The souls of our fallen comrades scream for revenge! And turn, throw down your weapons, soldiers of the kingdom! Lord Chaka! Chaka, yep. Chaka's bloodied, but he's still alive. You, me. You too, rebels.
Oh, it's Igaram. He is indeed alive. As we, well, I think we already knew that, actually. Lord Igaram! Commander! Igaram! You're alive! And then there's flashing back to his cross-dressing out disguise. May we meet again in our homeland. It's that weird guy from Whiskey Peak! He's alive? Oh, he's clutching that kid that the Bon Clay struck when he was disguised as Cobra. Can you speak? Yes. That's the kid from Nanahana. Yeah, that's the one that the king's soldiers beat up. No, you got it all wrong. It wasn't the king's men who hurt me. Listen to me, everybody. I saw everything. The king's soldiers that attacked Nanahana were imposters. What? Even the king was an imposter. It was all a trick. It's all so iffy. As we go back to Bon Clay. He's right. Someone's manipulating us all from the very start.
And it's Kosa, who's still very wounded, but still very alive. Kosa, Chief! As the rebels look on in shock. Hear me. I'll explain everything that's been happening to this kingdom. Throw down your weapons, everyone! And find stop as everyone throws down their weapons. And Fifi rushes down the stairs out from the clock tower. You guys, where are you? Hey! As Rain continues for, come on, get up and walk. I can't. If I take another step, I'll die disease. Then stay here. Wait!
And that's the rest of the Straw Hats dragging Usopp into his battered bandaged body. Oh, hey, I'm not Sock 'em Potatoes! There he is. And it's Cobra carrying an unconscious Luffy piggyback style. Hmm? Who are you people? That guy in your back. He's our friend. We'll take him off your hands now. Then you must be the pirates who brought Vivi back to Alabasta. Huh? Who are you, mister? You guys! Papa! It's Vivi!
Papa! You're Vivi's father?!
So you're the king.
I was prepared to die, but this young man saved me. And Luffy's still unconscious as they continue to talk. Even after the battle and he suffered in the steel of Crocodile, he carried two people out of the rubble. His strength is extraordinary. Then the poison is out of his system? It's been neutralized, but he needs medical attention. You all do. Never mind that. Fifi will go ahead as Sheldus sits down. Go back to the square. He's right. The rebellion's over, but until the king and the princess address the people, the celebration can't begin. Right, and I'm going to tell everyone what you did. Sorry, Fifi, you can't do that. As Sanji lights a cigarette. We're notorious pirates, remember? We can't get mixed up in politics. Oh, sounds like a so-called libertarian on Twitter. Satire!
I was going to say, like, we can't get mixed up in politics or else everybody will start saying the series is woke.
I'm hungry. Let's just go on ahead to the palace. We're exhausted. Everyone nods and has a look of gratitude on their faces.
If any of you out there say that One Piece has gone woke at any point, I'm going to gum-gum storm you. And after that, the Straw Hats pass out. Yes, I see, Captain Smoker. So Sir Crocodile was behind everything. How? It's hard to imagine as the Marines are all surrounding a Crocodile's unconscious body. Navy! And then Tsuchiki approaches the unconscious Crocodile. We've recovered a rainmaking ship registered to the Baroque Works Corporation, loaded with dance power. As the leader of the criminal organization Baroque Works and one of the seven warlords of the sea, Sir Crocodile, and then some quick flashback to Luffy. Where is he? Where's the croc? And Vivi... Or, sorry, Tsuchiki looks down at a crocodile. Navy headquarters under direct authorization from the world government revokes your license to seize enemy ships and strips you of all rank and authority. Forever.
And yeah, it's the aftermath. As people are carrying out the unconscious bodies of Baroque Works, Crew and all his duck fans, and stand out in the middle of the rain looking up with their mouths wide open. And
it looks like they're doing the thing from the end of the Charlie Brown Christmas.
And we see Miss Merry Christmas, the dog, and Mr.
Four.
Four, unconscious, being washed in the rain. And then we see Miss Goldfinger.
Doublefinger.
Miss Doublefinger and Mr. Oh, shit, it's been a while.
Mr. One.
Mr. One, unconscious in the rain. But, oh, Bon Clay A is woken up and he's sneaking. Oh, just you wait. And the eyelash, camera just looks out.
Don't worry. You guessed his name. His name is the eyelashes. And it's Coz is still sitting on the floor.
How can we ever make up for what we've done? And Chief,
I don't know what to say to them. But then Cobra puts his hand on Vivi's shoulder and approaches Coz and the rebels.
We all have regrets. That's only natural. It's also natural for us to feel sorrowful.
It's the king, your majesty.
We've suffered terrible losses and gained nothing in return.
Your majesty, but we must now move forward. We must all strive as best we can to put this tragedy behind us. No one can undo the past. Now we must overcome this war's tragedies and live.
As this inspires everyone to throw down their arms, and Chaka starts crying.
I am not worthy.
And it's a spreadsheet. Battles of Alabasta's devastating civil war. Long live Alabasta! Everyone and has tears in their eyes. Along with those battles never mentioned in the pages of history, finally come to an end. And it's the Straw Hat crew just exhausted.
Sleeping on the on the street in the rain. And that is the end of chapter 211.
Are we Looks like Luffy woke up. It was nothing.
No, it's just that repeat of that panel from earlier.
Oh, okay. But all we right. do have one more chapter to do, right?
No, I think I said this was chapter 207 to 11.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's five chapters.
All right, well, let me take a quick glance and see if we can throw this chapter in. Or I might want to save it for like our big finale episode. Nah, let's make the next time the finale. All right. Okay. All right. So that's going to do it for our penultimate episode of the Alabasta Saga on Binging the Devil's Fruit. Austin, I got to get your thoughts.
Oh, my God. It's been a long road and a really long war. But holy shit, it was amazing. And like a crocodile, so far, he's like the most devious villain we've encountered yet.
He's still like, my favorite after all this time.
He's so manipulative and devious. He
has a plan behind a plan behind a plan.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God. And how he was just able to get under Luffy's skin and how he actually defeated Luffy at first.
Twice. He beat Luffy twice.
Oh my God.
He's the first One Piece villain to beat Luffy, not just once, but twice. He actually defeated him, but third time was the charm because Luffy whooped his ass finally once he's discovered his weakness. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's not over yet, but like we have officially exited the climax after this. So next time on Binging the Devil's Fruit, we will read the last chapters of the Alabasta Saga. Beginning with chapter 212 to 217, I believe. Yeah, next time is going to be an extra long one. I thought this was another extra long one, but this is where we all learned that John Mugiwara JM cannot math. But I think it worked out in our favor anyway. I think 211 is a good place to stop because this is the end of the action, the end of the war. And then the next couple episodes will be celebration and, of course, when they leave Alabasta. So thank you guys again so much for watching. Or listening if you're on literally everywhere else but YouTube. Until next time, I've been John Mugiwara JM.
I'm Chad Peanut.
And remember, when binging the devil's fruit, sometimes, when you're taking your time and binging it, sometimes it's kind of relaxing to do it with the rain in the background. Maybe not the rain I'm having in the background because it's a nasty-ass thunderstorm outside. So thank you guys again. We'll see you guys next time for episode 47 of the podcast. Have a good one, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for binging the Devil's Fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.